home will allow all kinds of community gatherings. Record swaps, book clubs, civics education, media literacy training, happy hours, and more. We can't wait to see who gathers in our new home. Go to xray.fm to learn more about the move and how you can help.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand, xray.fm.
Linda's is open on Fridays and Christmas. She lives in the back. It's a cash-only business. She charges for singles but pours you a double. Everyone drinks here and no one makes trouble. We got miners and ranchers, rednecks and hippies, hotshots and cowboys, poets and lifties. There's one thing that this whole damn bar can't agree on. We live here 'cause we don't like concrete or neon. And if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Get your last round in at the Dirtbag Saloon. The rich folks are squeezing us right out. Going soon. I wish we could live here in sweet harmony, but they tore down the rentals and clear cut the trees to build their 10,000 square foot second home. Oh, but who's gonna serve them their champagne and snow? And if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Get your last round in at the Dirtbag Saloon. The rich folks are squeezing us right out of room. If it ain't gone yet, it's going. And if it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. Get your last round in at the Dirtbag Saloon. The rich folks are squeezing us right out of room. If it ain't gone yet, and it's going soon. If it ain't gone yet, it's going soon. If it ain't gone. It's going soon.
You just heard the latest from Emily Scott Robinson with the song Dirtbag Saloon. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, playing you vintage and indie, cosmic country, Americana, folk, rock and roll, etc. Every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest. Well, first off, I have Chase in the house.
Hello, thank you.
And we are joined by Kyle of the band Wildflowers. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I feel like it's about time. Wildflowers. Yeah. I recently made a bouquet. I tagged you in it, but on Instagram, where I pulled all these weeds that we had in the back, and I was like, I don't know why this isn't a bouquet, so I just put it together. But you know, it's a very fine line between wildflower and weed.
Yes.
You know, like,
they go hand in hand, almost. You know.
Maybe they're all just wildflowers.
Yeah.
Maybe none of us are weeds.
Yeah.
Well, you're here because you have some music that's come out. And you have a show tomorrow night.
Yes.
At the Kenton Club. And you're going to be playing with our show friend, Rose Gerber. I think she has the highest number of episodes that she's joined on.
Oh, yeah. How many is that?
I can't even count at this point. Yeah, it's over.
Rose is great.
It's over five.
I love Rose.
I know. And she's
a good friend.
She's such great company.
Yeah.
And obviously her music is amazing.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's she's such a great writer.
And she has the protest shows she's been organizing.
Yeah, yeah. I played the one out at Trout Lake in November, and that was really fun.
Who did you cover?
I did Roger Miller. I played Not in Nottingham.
You know what's really weird? The end song of this episode is Roger Miller.
No way.
I swear.
Well, here we go.
That's...
I love that.
That's
are you allowed to say which song it is, or are you holding off and waiting?
I can tell. I mean, it's. I feel like it'll be a better surprise, actually.
All right, let it be a surprise. Yeah.
That's really weird, though, because it's not often you go into Roger Miller territory.
Great, yeah. Oh, I love him. And that one was like, is this a protest song? But I feel like a protest song can be, kind of up to the listener.
Totally.
And, and with that one, it's mostly talking about taxes and kind of the capitalism, I guess, and the higher class. And
very Robin Hood.
It's exactly, yeah, yeah. So I covered that.
That's actually such a good, that's a really good connection there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you guys choose them when you're doing those shows.
Yes.
So yeah. That was a good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's interesting. That's really funny. Okay, well, anyway, we could talk more about your music, too.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about everyone else's all day long.
You can
listen to mine.
Yeah, that's true. Roger Miller has such a, like, it's like when you hear Toy Story, like James Taylor, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It just holds so much weird cultural relevance.
Well, he's in such
relevance.
A world of his own. And yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And I do love that he was the music on Robin Hood. That was such a fun time for Disney, like folk music, you know.
Yes.
It feels so fitting with the cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
We should watch Robin Hood soon. We need to put that on our list. Yeah.
I should, too, actually. I mean, I watched that clip of it enough times, you know.
Yeah, same. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of clips on, like, YouTube, too, of Disney clips of... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I watch all these interviews from, like, back in the day, you know, like, random ones on YouTube.
Man, that's something I need to do. I don't think to do that.
But then I get, like, all freshened up on questions to ask.
Yeah, that probably helps.
It's super helpful. And everybody approaches it differently, so it's, like, a learning experience.
Yeah.
Well, the first song we're going to be playing of yours is Time. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song and the background of it and everything, or something about it?
Gosh, I could try. I always get really nervous talking about my music because sometimes I don't really know what it's about or what I've been trying to say. It's kind of always like, the listener can figure it out what it means.
Either that, or you have like the opposite where people assign it fully to your life. You know?
Yeah,
listen, they're like, this must be exactly what he's going through right this second.
And I think that's what gets in my head about it is like, I don't want to be too on the nose with anything. Just
especially with storytelling.
Things that are personal but universal, I guess, that people can experience. But, you know, you paint a bit of a picture and
totally
let them kind of fill in the rest, I suppose.
How do you approach songwriting? Do you start... I talk to a lot of people who start with, like, notes apps.
Oh, man.
Where you just have, like, sentences.
I've got stacks of notebooks that have scribbles in them that I keep no order of.
Yeah.
It's more of a frantic headache for me to try and write a song. But my voice memos, I was looking at them the other day. I've got like 1,500 plus that are just, some are completed, some are not. So as far as writing, I think I tend to really, I write a little bit every day and play guitar a little bit. And I'm always coming up with, I love writing and, creating melodies and ideas. So I'll have like little sprinkles of ideas. And I find the ones that kind of nag at me more and more are the ones that I'm like, oh, that should be what I'm focusing on. And so then, there's never any same process that I take. It's just kind of, I think the process for me is just however consistent I am with answering to it.
Because
I go through all the emotions of like, oh, I love this is great, and then I hate it and I don't want to hear it, and that's how still some of these songs are,
especially with voice memos.
Oh yeah,
you're just like, oh no,
yeah,
I don't want to go there, but I did think I said that word in a really nice way.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, as many voice memos as I'll make for a song is like the evolution of it. If I reach a point of feeling lost, I just go back to the original one, and that's usually where I'm like, oh, that was, I think I just did it.
Yeah. So, I can relate to that with like painting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you just get too into a thing and then you have to just you regesso and start over
absolutely.
From your base idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because once it gets too muddled,
the
clarity's
you're just lost,
gone.
It's a tough game. Tough dance, rather.
Being creative is not easy.
Yeah, but it can be rewarding, I do love it and enjoy it, and yeah, there's always like I never finish a song or any piece of art and think like that's it. I'm always kind of like, ah, this could have been better. You can't help but be that way.
I feel like that's probably the hardest part about putting out physical things, like.
Yeah.
An album, and you're like, that is the song you get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
But a lot, I feel like a lot of revisiting later and changing it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's rewarding.
Yeah.
For the listener,
yeah.
too.
Totally. Yeah.
Maybe it's explaining a little more or finishing. I don't know. For me, a lot of times with songs, if I really like it and I know it's starting to end, I get. Like, say, I'm like, why couldn't I have 3 more minutes of this?
Right.
Like, this
and
song should have been 8 minutes long.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a fan of that, of leaving someone wanting more, whether it's a song I'm listening to or I try and keep that in mind when I'm writing too. And a lot of times it's really weird. A lot of stuff when I finish it, it always lands at about 4:20, 4:25.
Nice.
Right? And I'm like,
4:20.
Yeah, yeah. Which is totally unintentional. I don't know why, but I guess in my mind that's just like the sweet spot of time for a song. So I always end up trimming a lot of that out, because I want it to be that where it's like, how can you not leave it unsatisfied, but kind
4
of
4 minutes is a good satisfying song.
Yeah.
Like if it's 2 minutes, and I get right now. We could probably go into this for like an hour, but like with TikTok and Reels and like shorts on YouTube, the listener's spending 30 seconds with you. And so you're writing for like a really good 30 seconds to hook them in.
You got
to
get there like
weird,
that.
Weird, yeah. But like and they're fast.
Yeah.
They're matching how fast our ADHD is running.
Yeah, that's real.
But having a slow, longer song, I don't know. There's benefit to it to me.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. For the album lovers, and listeners.
Yeah. Or
totally.
Even just like singles that come out,
Mm-hmm.
Like Taylor Swift with her like Easter eggs that she does with each album.
I'm not familiar.
She'll like write things and there'll be Easter eggs to like past event. I don't know.
Huh.
I'm not.
All right.
I can't dissect what it really is, but I do feel like this is your weird, like Wildflowers weird Easter egg. All your songs are 4:20.
That's funny.
Like they could all be singles.
Maybe.
And,
watch out, Taylor.
Yeah. There's going to be a Reddit thread about your music.
This whole conspiracy.
And you're like, I don't even smoke pot.
I'm just the dude. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I kind of love it. Well, speaking of, well, time, I guess if we're smoking weed, time goes by slower. But we're already 15 minutes into this show. So.
Oh, wow.
See, right. It does fly by.
It really does, yeah.
Well, let's get into some of your music so we can get there. This is Time by Wildflowers. Time.
almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. Yes, I feel like I owe it. Because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. It's like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving it an inch to feel, 'cause I promised myself this year I feel like I owe it to together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather.
Just heard Almost Cut My Hair by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Yeah. We made sure to get Young in that one. Chase is a huge Neil Young fan.
It's true.
Also, such a good song. So long. That's
it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gave the people some long songs after talking about short and long songs. And then right before that was I'm a Pretender by The Exploding Hearts, which I've never heard that song, but Chase just informed me that that's like a classic Portland band.
Oh, big time. They so were, yeah, they were.
That was one of your picks.
Yes, yeah.
Keeping it local.
Yeah, growing up, I grew up in Southern Oregon. Around the time of their, when they were around, that was when I discovered them. Sadly, when they, I don't know if you know the story of the
no.
band. They, I don't want to take up too much time on it's a story, but they tragically passed driving back north from San Francisco, all but one member. And I remember I discovered them. I can't remember if it was just before that or just after, but I grew up in punk rock, and at that time I was this little like spiky-haired, you know, charged kid that just loved hardcore and street punk and all that. And then I heard this band that my friend Allie turned me on to, and you know, I'd been listening to like getting into Buzzcocks and a lot of the like 70s kind of more pop oriented punk stuff, and hearing them just like revolutionized me and blew my mind,
especially because they're also in Oregon with you as a kid. That
and I completely idolized the Portland music scene back then, and you know, it was, I mean, it was them and the Riffs, Defiance, what were some of the other bands, the Observers, Speds, Anti-World. So there were a lot, and they were, sorry, go ahead.
When were you turned on from that to like the folk, more folky, kind of more desert rocky?
I don't know. I mean, somewhere it wasn't like a hard transition. It was just discovering music, I guess. I mean, that for me, that was a moment of like, oh, you can have this kind of raw energy in this rock and roll, but it can have a pop element. And that's when I kind of realized, like, I love pop music.
Yeah.
And
I feel like new wave did that to a lot of kids.
Yeah. So that kind of, you know, I started getting a lot more like into 70s and like punk adjacent stuff. And so I started digging into, you know, well, what were they listening to? And I got into, you know, like David Bowie and glam, and got into the 60s stuff, and then it went back into the 50s, into the 40s, and so it all, I don't know, worked backwards into blues and folk and roots music. And so probably in my early 20s, you know, and then I found out about Graham Parsons, and that was, it was like, oh my god,
I know.
So he was a big one for me around 21 years old. That was probably my like introduction to country music, and kind of realizing like there's some good stuff here, and now there's a lot more than now.
Right. I know, especially, I don't know, that era of country is just like that cosmic country vibe. We grew up in Tucson, so like Linda Ronstadt is from Tucson.
Oh yeah.
So like that, she's, her family and her are like such big parts of like things are named after them and stuff. But like as a kid, she did all the genres. Like, she has a pop, country, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of how I got led into Graham Parsons. And I'm like, this guy is so cool.
He's fantastic.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. So that was probably my introduction. I don't know if you can say into folk music. And I guess I just really opened the doors to all music around my early to mid-20s and just started soaking in everything. And
when did you move up here?
2014.
Okay.
And I had spent a lot of time up here, you know, coming up to shows or bands playing in shows since early 2000s. But made the official move up in 2014. And,
all right. Yeah. You've been here quite a while.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Chase moved up here in 2011.
Okay.
You guys are almost locals.
Yeah.
I feel like you never talk to a local, you know?
When
you do meet them, you're like, you're all excited.
There's a few around, but it is funny, yeah.
It's just such a transplant place, but it's so open.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can literally be anything you want to be here. Yeah. Like,
I love it here. The music's incredible. It's just vast. Huge.
My dad's side's from Southern Alabama, so my older brother lives down there with his son, who is 19, and he came to visit us. And it was, like, the part of Alabama that touches the ocean, like, very south.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was, I mean, he's planning on moving here now. He was just, like,
came out and checked it out and was
sold. And he, like, found himself. And he could be what he wanted to be here and not have this, like.
I mean, it's Pacific Northwest is a magical place. We're really lucky here. And, you know,
We kind of gatekeep it too. We're like, it rains a lot. Don't come, it rains.
I love the rain. Yeah. I'm a fan
of
it.
It's not
the
even
weather.
Like rain either. It's like a mist, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, I think, I feel like this place shapes a lot of people too with their music. Like, there's a lot of influences and in people who had been here.
Yeah.
You had like Elliott Smith and.
Oh, yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. for like our eras of growing up.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Yeah. Well, how did you get into, like, what formed Wildflowers?
Me.
Well, yeah, you. Yeah.
It was.
If you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds, and this is Kyle from the band Wildflowers.
Hello. It started as a, I guess, a studio music project that, you know, I would, as I was teaching myself, I guess, audio engineering and trying to figure that out, I'd sit and record songs and, yeah, I was toying around with name ideas. This was probably 2018 or 19, and then I released a song around then, and it was actually I was on tour with a friend's band, Autonomics, if anyone remembers, fantastic band.
Yeah,
we were out in Europe together back in 2019, and I remember we were at like this old punk farm that we stayed at. They invited us out and we were just like partying for a couple days
to be in your 20s.
Oh, I was in my mid-30s
or
at this
you're,
time.
You're just like going with
but,
it.
Yeah but they were friends with Jenny Don't and the Spurs and, you know, Pierced Arrows and all them, so they were like stoked to have us there. And it was actually there that I remember just drawing and noodling and drawing flowers, and that's where the name sprung up, and I was like, oh, that would be a cool band name. And that, yeah, so to the best of my knowledge, that's where the origin story is.
You know, and I remember after I started my show a few months into it, I played one of your songs, and
oh,
I remember
really?
Having to say, like, the band Wildflowers, not
yeah.
the show. I showed Chase immediately. I was like, and there's a band in Portland called Wildflowers?
It's amazing.
Like, I'm going to have them on at some point.
Oh,
so,
we are. I love it.
The Wildflowers out here right now, peak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep.
I feel every time I see them, I'm like, I get, like, endorphins released.
And that's why we all suffer through the rainy seasons here, because...
Yeah, and even during the rainy seasons, you got moss.
Yeah.
It's like green and evergreen, so you're just like, I can deal with this.
Yeah.
Gray for a minute.
Totally.
And, you know, the green looks different against the gray sky.
Yeah. Pops.
But summer, like right now, going into summer, where every tree is just this huge, gigantic size, and you're just like, I can't believe these things are on earth with me.
Yeah, I think the same thing when I'm walking down the street. I'm like, my mind's just constantly blown.
Yeah. Like, this tree is gigantic.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is insane. Well, we should probably get into playing some more of your songs. We have Sunshine queued up.
All right.
And are we ready to play
Speaking of moody weather.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, this was an older one of mine that I kind of revisited when I was, to circle back to the notebooks I was talking about, funneling through them trying to find, you know, inspiration and lyric ideas, and I remembered this song, and I was like, oh yeah, and I just kind of played it on guitar while I was sitting there, and I was like, I should do something more with this. And so yeah, then I recorded it and had Alexis Mahler, who's a local fantastic string player and musician herself, songwriter, she added some cello and violin and viola to it, and
nice.
I kind of arranged it, and yeah, so it just it'll be on the album as well, an updated version of it, if you will. It'll still be what this is, but have some extra instrumentation to it, and it's
adding like a cello.
I'm a huge fan of strings.
Same, yeah and especially if it's a more unique string, like someone who's coming in with like an upright bass, and you're just like, you are lugging that, like, you have dedicated yourself to this art. So I'm like, cello's the sound of string, actually, even horns. If there's something unique about you know,
a song. I'm a big fan of the French horn. I don't think there's enough of it in rock and roll, but
yeah,
a few good songs with it that are, it needs more appearances.
When you're talking about your notebook, something that I went to this, we were talking about Basquiat before we got on air.
Yeah.
I went to a show in Denver of, it was called Basquiat Before Basquiat, and it was basically his like last girlfriend. Basically, all the stuff he left at her house, she put on display as like part of
wow.
Or maybe not girlfriend, but I don't know what the relationship was, but so it was like his, you know, his jacket that he'd wear when he was painting, and it's covered in paint, or all of his notebooks.
Oh, okay.
But they were all just like regular notebooks with like you know, like written stuff, and then just draw sketches all over it. I see you sketching in there.
God, I hope
you never know.
I'm gonna make sure mine are all burned before.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you never know what.
Not that there's anything bad. It's just embarrassing, I guess. Like chicken scratch.
Yeah, or poetry in general.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not ready, you're like, I don't want someone to think this is like immature. Or something.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I do. Right. I think about who holds on to things, and I'm assuming she just put it all in a storage unit and was like, I'll make money off this someday, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad she at least gave everyone a chance to see it
museum for sure.
Yeah,
it was really cool. Those type of like phases of creating art is what like interests me, like what created the inspiration or the process.
Yeah, the demos, I'm a huge fan. Like any demo albums bands release, I tend to listen to that more than the actual album, because it's it gives you more of an insider. It's the human.
It
humanizes them more, I guess, you know.
I like it both.
Yeah,
a clean
right yeah
sounding song is good, but when it has like a tiny mistake or, you know, some like grit
I love it. That I love songs with that kind of just the messiness in them.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this song before I keep rambling.
Because
I'll keep going off on tangents over here. Here's Sunshine by Wildflowers. Oh.
Sunshine, go away. I'm feeling tired and far away. Though you've always kept me warm, I've a feeling of a storm. Sunshine, go away. And let the flowers wilt away without the warmth of your weather. No blue skies to find, only clouds in my mind. Sunshine, go away. Sunshine, leave me. Go on and leave me alone to roam a world of gray, for it won't be too long. I'll meet you at the dawn some other day. Sunshine, go away. Just the darkness for my eyes. Your skies of blue are not enough for you to feel the way I feel today. Sunshine, shine on. I'll meet you at the dawn. Just not today. Just not today.
Support for X-Ray comes from its members and from Edgefield Concerts, presenting the Canadian folk and bluegrass band The Dead South on their summer 2026 tour with special guests Amigo the Devil next Thursday, June 11th. Dead South and Amigo the Devil tickets at edgefieldconcerts.com and the box office the night of the show.
Slow me down, I'm not waiting for tomorrow.
just heard Carry the Stone by the band Wildflowers. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase.
Hi.
And we're also joined by Kyle of the band Wildflowers. Thanks for being here.
Yellow.
Thanks for having me. That song was a sneak peek because that will be coming out midsummer.
Fully. Yes, that will be the next single we're rolling out.
It's great.
Thank you.
Love it. And then right before that was
Roll on, Babe. Ronnie Lane.
Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance. I had my songs picked already, mm-hmm. and then I threw your songs into it.
Okay, yeah.
Before you got here, obviously, you know. And our songs match up so well. Like the ones that I chose from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and then the Roger Miller.
Oh, yeah.
But all of them have that. I feel like we did a great job.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Nice work.
Very much.
They definitely, I feel Grant Parsons' influence.
Yes.
Not like.
In that Ronnie Lane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's, even in your music too, that like, I don't know. There's.
Yeah. That one has a bit of an I can't dance feel to it. If I can't dance, I never could.
Oh, yeah.
Ours is obviously has a
really,
lot more revved up kind of.
Yeah, like it's just like an essence.
A bit more of an edge to it, if you will. Yeah, but totally. I appreciate that.
Yeah, the way it should go once you've become a punk that goes backwards into Grant Parsons, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
The influence of the punk still
it's
in there.
It's always going to seep out a little bit. And
you might think you're the most Americana artist and right? You had a punk moment. We didn't get to interview, but we went to Jackalope Jamboree, which is out in Pendleton. Mm-hmm. We'll be live broadcasting in 2 weeks from it. But we stayed at the hotel, and one of the bassists from one of the bands, I did not get her name, but she did leave the band, so it doesn't matter now. But she was the coolest, like, very emo goth girl who was, like, the bassist of this, like, super, super country band.
Okay. It was a local band, or were they just
they
traveling?
They were from Idaho. They like came in.
Yeah.
She like lives on land and
yeah.
I could talk to her for hours. Like, we just like hit it off.
Yeah.
But just seeing her up on stage, because I saw her on stage before I saw her in the bar. But I was like, I just want to talk to that girl.
Yeah.
How cool is she up there with all these cowboys, you know?
Right. Yeah.
She's like, the punk still comes through.
Yep.
I love it. Well, we've got a couple more songs. Any more plans for this summer before we jump into more music?
Just writing. The band's been writing lately. Excited about that. We'll be playing some new stuff tomorrow night.
Are these songs on that? The Shine the Light and...
Shine a Light. No, so Shine a Light. Carry the Stone is the next single from the upcoming album.
Yeah.
Shine a Light is the...
Fall album.
It will be on, not released as a single. It'll come out with the album. So today you're getting to hear it exclusively.
Yeah, everybody. And that last song was a sneak peek too exclusive. X-ray exclusive.
Yeah.
Hey. There you go.
There it is. I was hoping that would happen while I was here. Thank you, Chase.
It is fun to debut some of your music because you volunteered with X-ray a little bit when it first started.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a full, weird...
Over 10 years ago, it's wild to think about.
Full circle moment.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's cool to be on. And yeah, I mean, I've listened and tuned in for many years and supported, and I'm glad to be here and be...
Love that.
Talking with y'all, so
you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is we live out on the edge of Portland, past, like, Forest Park.
Mm-hmm.
So K-Love bleeds into our X-ray signal, and sometimes you'll be like driving home and it'll be like a new wave show, like a really punk synth song, and then it's got like
I'm just intertwined
K-Love Christian music intertwined in it all. It's so funny.
That's great.
But the variety, the care that each DJ has, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's their little
Andy
baby.
Maximum. Is it Andy Maximum? His show is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Like Mondays, that's, oh God, I love that show.
Spirit of 79.
Spirit of 79, thank
that's
you.
A good Mondays one. That's
a,
are
such
good.
A good show.
Yeah.
Mondays are good.
My friend Rachel Good just started a show.
Oh yeah.
I'm spacing the name, sorry, Rachel.
That's only a couple weeks old. Skybound Station.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good folk involved that are just passionate about it, and you two included. And so
we have a few new shows that are really exciting too. Thank you for saying that. We have another new one that's on DJ Stone Bunny.
That's Rachel.
Yes, that's Rachel.
Oh, that is Rachel. Rachel.
I should have said DJ Stone Bunny. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Threw me off. I never even got in. We didn't even introduce each other to our real names.
Oh, okay.
We introduced.
I guess that would be the something DJ that happens world. In the radio DJ yeah. world. Yeah.
That's, Nobody yeah. knows each
it
other's
does
names.
Happen where we won't know each other's real name.
That's like, fair. Yeah.
You don't even think about it after a while.
Luckily, after JBJ's show that's on next is Chancey Chance, and his name is just Chance. Okay. You know, like his DJ name is really easy because it's just his name.
Yeah.
That's why, that's actually really funny. Well, let's get into playing your next new release. This is Shine the Light. This will be on your fall album. So this is an X-Ray exclusive.
Yeah.
Shine a light on me tomorrow. Shine a light on me tomorrow. Shine a light on me tomorrow. Shine a light on me tomorrow.
That was Shine a Light by the band Wildflowers. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. You've been listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. If you're just tuning in, I have been joined by Kyle of the band Wildflowers.
Hello.
Now, he's got new music that came out. We shared some sneak peeks and exclusives. So go back, listen to this show on the archives. You'll be able to hear those before anybody else. I love that one. I love the piano.
Oh, thank you. That's Colin, our piano player. And so he's good. Fantastic. Yeah.
We don't
everyone
have
in the band, yeah.
That ending where it gets all amped up. It's good. It's really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
We don't have too much time because I want to get into Roger Miller. So if you liked what you heard, you can check him out at Kenton Club tomorrow night with Rose Gerber and
Megan Diana.
Yeah, Megan Diana.
Full band. So I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or all of us will have full bands.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good night. And it's everyone's birthday. It was Rose's birthday is tomorrow. Mine was Tuesday, this past Tuesday. And our friend Katie Waterland, another local musician.
Yeah.
It's her birthday as well. I don't know if she'll be there.
That's going to be a really fun birthday party.
We're
going to
celebrate it for.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it should be a really good night, a lot of good music. And DJ Dentside is going to be spinning records.
Amazing.
She does a lot of like country and rock and roll. And,
yeah, I love her.
Should be a really good night.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and then you can get his music, all streaming sites. Do you have a Bandcamp?
Yes. We do. Bandcamp.
Right. And then where's the best place for people to keep up with you?
Instagram is probably the best, the most frequently used
updated
phone. So just wild_flowers_pdx.
Perfect. And
yeah.
He'll be tagged in some of the posts on my Instagram, too. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, you've got a wonderful show.
Thank you.
I didn't say that when I was rattling off the others, but I really dig yours,
right?
Too.
Right, you didn't name me, but yeah. No, I'm just kidding. well, here's our Roger Miller song. Here's our surprise, our full circle moment.
All right.